It's Jared and Katie, the morning of the number one hit music station, 107.5 KZL. There's a crazy story out there. A guy gets sick.
Yep.
He needs a new kidney. He needs a kidney transplant. And his wife says, you know what, honey? I love you so much. You can have my kidney.
That is the wife of the year.
It really is.
It is. Could you imagine just giving your kidney to your wife?
No.
I don't feel like you would.
I wouldn't.
I didn't think you would.
Well,
see,
I don't know. I just, you know, of course you think you would. I would like to say that I would.
Right. But there's always a chance that you might say no.
Because I can see us fighting. I'm like, I gave you my kidney. Well, so you have woman of the year and then douchebag of the year when the guy starts cheating on his wife with a brand new kidney.
It all happened in the UK. Her name is Samantha Lamb. She's a 41-year-old mother of one. She underwent the kidney transplant operation for her husband, Andy, back in October 2009. She even lost weight to prepare for the surgery. So not only is this kind angel of a woman giving her husband, her sick husband, her kidney, she had to lose weight to prepare for the surgery. Two things she's done for him already. The way he pays her back, he tells her once he's healthy with her kidney inside of him, I'm leaving you, I've been cheating, I'm in love with somebody else.
Mm.
She says, I want my kidney back.
Give me that kidney back.
And I don't blame her.
I want my kidney back. All right, that was bad.
I want my kidney back, kidney back, kidney back.
There'll be other things like that.
There's more to come.
We have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her. It's real simple, 1-888-CONSULT, or simply go to 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. So, Lisa, does she have any sort of kegs here?
No, unfortunately.
No.
She does not.
Dang it.
Why?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it's the same basically here in North Carolina as it is. You know, our laws were basically passed down from British law, from English common law. And property, the way it's divided in marriage, it has to be property. I mean, you can't get an organ back. It's just under no set of laws is an organ ever considered a part of the property settlement. So I don't blame her for being upset. But she's not going to get her kidney back. It's just not going to happen. So
the saddest part of the whole thing, she says, and this is a quote from Samantha Lamb, who gave her kidney to her husband, I can't believe he now has a second chance to live to see his grandchildren grow up. And then this man, this douchebag, has been cheating on her and is leaving her. That's sad.
Oh, it's terrible. He is definitely a douchebag, but he will not have to give the kidney back. It's just... And you know what? And this was her best friend that he was cheating with.
Oh, I didn't even know that part.
That's dirty.
Yeah.
You can't make
so
this stuff up.
Not only was he cheating, but cheating with the best friend. Yeah. So you know what? The law of karma will come back and attack him someday, but the laws of the UK won't.
So he cannot be charged with douchebaggery. Otherwise, I guess there'd be a lot of people in prison.
You know, but there should be. I think we need to lobby the legislature. There need to be some changes there. There need to be some douchebag laws.
If you really think about it, I probably wouldn't demand to have the kidney back either. Because then what if they say, okay, you can have your kidney back. So you've already taken it out, been opened up, taken out your kidney. You survived that. You healed. All is well. And then you go back through it. What if something happened to you?
And then even though you are upset with your... X now, then he dies because of kidney failure. I mean, it's
right.
But I understand her sentiment. I'd be pissed.
I would too.
Exactly.
Who was the famous couple that just happened to? Was it George Lopez?
Lopez. He did the same thing and cheated on his wife and left her.
And
Tracy Morgan did the same thing.
That's right.
A girlfriend gave up her kidney for that dude.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing is, if you get a kidney from one of your spouse, it's going to make you cheat.
Well, and you know what? I've read that a lot of times when a couple goes through, when one of the parties to a couple goes through like a life or death kind of, you know, cancer scare or something like this, a lot of times they end up splitting up. There's a huge incidence of that. And I think it has to do with kind of reevaluating your life and thinking, you know, I've only got one shot at this. Life is short. I'm not happy. And just the stress of it all. And so if you think, you know, you might want to think long and hard and make sure your marriage is secure before you go giving up an organ.
Right.
Yeah,
words to live by.
That's right, Lisa. So, like, if, for example, if my wife Heather said, look, I need a new kidney, and I said, listen, for the sake of our marriage, I can't do that.
I cannot give you the kidney.
Exactly. I love you so much, I don't want to give you my kidney.
Do you think it's because then when she's healing, she's going to realize, hey, I have a brand new shot at life. I don't want to be with Jared anymore.
More than likely, yes. I wouldn't be shocked by that.
But hey, Jared, I've given you an out. Now you can keep your kidney.
Thank you. You've given so many people an out.
This is very helpful this morning, Lisa.
That's why we like Lisa Lanier. Okay, this next story is so messed up. There's a 28-year-old man in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He was busted for impersonating an Army staff sergeant. Okay, that's bad enough to pretend that you're in the military when you're not. But this Army staff sergeant was killed in Afghanistan in 2009, and the guy did it. He took his photos and pretended he was this guy so he can meet women on Facebook and date them.
No.
So what's the deal with that? Because, you know, people do have fake profiles up there, but what makes it criminal?
Well, it makes it criminal in this situation because it just so happens that where this happened in New York, there is a statute, and it's only a misdemeanor, but it does apply here where he is impersonating. And I think a lot of these state statutes, like in North Carolina, they're very specific about the type of person you cannot impersonate. Because it's one thing, I think, to have sort of your bar name, you know, like your fake name, where you really don't want to, you really don't want the person to have your true identity.
Lisa,
let me stop you right there for a moment. I have to explain.
What's your bar name?
I need to explain it.
Oh, yeah, please
to
do.
Jared.
Okay.
Is that oftentimes there will be men and women who take up sort of a fake personality when they're out at the bars just to meet men or women.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way you never really get too close to them. You don't really reveal your, but you just kind of use them for, you know, sexy times.
So, Katie, one do you have a bar stands. Name?
No, I don't. But it's a kind of the equivalent of going into a bar. Maybe you're in a new city and you pretend to talk in a different kind of accent.
Oh.
I'm a different person for the evening.
Oh, wow.
Which I have been known to do.
Are you serious?
Yes!
That's
hilarious. One time we were in D.C. and we were like, let's have accents. I think we did it in Atlanta one time, mm-hmm. too. It's just fun. See who can last
the
whole night.
And you wonder why guys are so confused by women. It's like, she had a British accent when I met her. And now she sounds like she's from Randleman.
So that's what we mean when we say bar name.
Lisa, have you ever had a bar name?
Sometimes, I mean, I've just been out, you know, just out of a night, you know, I'm going to say I'm just drinking with some girls and just decided we wanted to just, you know, just play with some guys but not really ever get to know them any better or whatever. And we've even made up, like, crazy names. Like, I mean, you know, like stripper names and
yes.
stuff. Just for fun.
just fun.
Learn something new all the time. So stuff like that's okay.
Stuff like that's okay, right. So anyway, so on Facebook, this guy actually assumed the identity of an Army officer. And that, there was actually a criminal statute that applied in New York. And like here in North Carolina, there's a statute that prohibits impersonating like EMS and firemen and police officers and public officials and that sort of thing. So it's a similar law in New York. And actually, here in North Carolina, it's taken a little bit more seriously. If you impersonate a police officer, it's actually a felony here. But there, it was just a misdemeanor. So, you know, the guy's not looking at a big punishment, but still, at least he's getting punished.
Good.
Well, as he should. Just so messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you meet, right. Then the women meet this guy. They think he's that he's a patriot of sorts.
A hero, in a way.
And he's just some dirty liar on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, you know, I don't understand how these folks think that they can get away with this. Like, even when people just are on these dating sites and they use someone else's picture or they use some picture of them from 20 years ago when they, you know, were 50 pounds lighter, because eventually they're going to meet this person and their true identity is going to come out. I just don't get it.
Well, there's a whole television show based on, Catfish.
Catfish, yeah.
People think that they can just take an image off of the internet and boom, all of a sudden that's who they are. Well, you're going to have to meet them at some point.
And they'll have these relationships for years. Mm-hmm. Well, the Manti Te'o thing.
Right.
Now, Lisa, I don't know. Did you avoid all that? Have you had any online dating?
No, I have not had any online dating, so I have no catfish stories, but... Just Tiffany in the bar one time. That's all.
I was Tiffany.
Tiffany in the bar. All right, Lisa, as always, thank you so much. Again, if you're ever injured on the job, contact Lisa right away. Don't wait. 1-888-CONSULT or go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. She is the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. Okay, we need one man, one woman, 1-800-682-1075.